Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to discuss internal and external locus of control. The first thing I do when I know I have to drive on the freeway is I go online and I check what the traffic is like. I live in Los Angeles, and there are certain freeways that get very congested at certain times of the day. If you are not careful, you can easily spend hours on the freeway for what normally would be a 20-minute drive. Once I have an idea of the traffic, I will mentally rehearse my drive and make sure to have a backup route in case I run across unexpected traffic. I will also give myself more time than needed, just in case. I try to control most of the factors that I believe are within my control. I check my gas, tires, and make sure my phone is charged. Every day, we all make decisions similar to this. To whom or to what we attribute the results of these decisions has a lot to do with our locus of control. Locus of control of reinforcement, referred to as locus of control, was conceptualized by psychologist Julian B. Rotter. It refers to our perception of where control lies, and how we account for the successes and failures we experience. Your locus of control will assess how much power you believe you have over the events in your life. Essentially asking, do you control your life, or do some external factors such as other people or an all-powerful deity control it? This concept can be applied to many different areas of your life, and one can have an internal or external locus of control depending on the situation. For example, I have an internal locus of control when it comes to traffic. That is, I believe I have some control over the amount of traffic I will experience by doing certain things, such as checking the traffic report and leaving at a certain time. Regrettably, traffic, much like the weather, is beyond my control, and trying to control it will often leave me feeling stressed as opposed to feeling in control. You might take a similar approach to traffic, or you may see traffic much like a coin toss. You may leave it to chance and go with the flow. In that case, you have an external locus of control and believe you cannot control the amount of traffic you will face. You may exhibit both external and internal locus of control, but will usually have one dominant belief system. It's important to note that your locus of control is not set in stone, and you can learn to adjust it. A person with an internal locus of control generally believes that they have influence over the outcome of events. You believe hard work pays off, and if the right choices are made, the desired outcome will result. You see your success and failures as personally derived from your efforts and abilities. This is usually learned from past experiences that have reinforced your belief that if you take control of the situation, you will have control over the outcome. In essence, you believe that your actions make your life happen. For example, if you receive the top grade in your class, you will conclude that it is a result of your hard work and intelligence, not because of God, luck, your teacher, or any other external factor. On the other hand, a person with an external locus of control will blame outside forces that are beyond their control for everything that goes wrong in their life. These outside forces may be other people, an all-powerful deity, environmental factors, luck, or fate. They have learned that everything that happens to them, whether it's good or bad, is a result of an external power. Essentially, that life happens to them, not that they make their lives. For example, a person with an external locus of control may attribute their top grade in the class to prayer, karma, luck, or having an easy grader. These individuals with an external locus of control have learned that the things that happen to them are beyond their control, and that taking control of a situation will have little impact on the outcome. The idea of control is essentially a self-imposed illusion, reinforced by past events, family, or culture. If I perceive my actions resulted in the desired result, then I will adopt an internal locus of control in similar situations. I will attribute all failures and successes to my own efforts. Conversely, if my taking control has no effect on an event, then I will form the belief that events that happen to me are beyond my control, therefore establishing an external locus of control. It is interesting to note that in a work environment, research shows that individuals with an external locus of control are seen as team players. They usually will not rush to accept any responsibility in a work environment, and if there is not a positive outcome, they are quick to blame others. On the other hand, individuals with an internal locus of control are seen as more driven, but less of a team player. And if there is a failure, they are quick to blame themselves. They are seen as hardworking, but their take-charge attitude may lead them to stepping over others. Further research on one's perception of control shows that attempting to control an uncontrollable situation, such as the weather or traffic, will leave you feeling stressed. For example, attempting to control the weather will likely leave you feeling stressed, since you cannot predict the weather with certainty. But if you constantly neglect something that is controllable, like your work performance, by either underperforming, lack of dedication, or procrastination, then this will leave you feeling stressed. Whether real or an illusion, the perception of how much control you have in your life can have a large impact on the quality of your life. A well-known study has shown that people who believe they have more control over their lives tend to live longer, and the perception of having little control will result in an overall sense of helplessness, which may result in a suppressed immune system. Many individuals with narcissistic tendencies tend to have an external locus of control, which may lead to alloplastic adaptation. According to the concept of alloplastic adaptation, when a person is confronted with a difficult situation, they can react in two ways. They can either try to change themselves, which would be autoplastic adaptation, or they can try to change the external environment, which would be alloplastic adaptation. A person with narcissistic tendencies may overly depend on how other individuals see them, and as a result, they will place too much importance on what others say and do. They may be entirely ruled by their external world, to the point that their moods and behaviors may easily be swayed by others. For example, they may begin to feel that they are not as successful as they should be, and as a result of their external locus of control, they will blame others for their shortcomings and failures. They may believe that they have failed because others do not understand them or cannot see how special they are. In certain situations, when they express an internal locus of control, it may lead to feelings of shame and self-loathing. This may be in a situation where they failed to meet expectations, and as a result, they may beat themselves up over it and feel that they are never good enough. Instead of choosing to make internal changes that are within their control, an individual with narcissistic tendencies may focus entirely on what is being done to them. This external locus of control will lead to alloplastic adaptation, where they will focus on blaming others for their shortcomings. If you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies and believe you have an external locus of control and it is having a negative impact on your relationships, it is important that you begin to look at who you blame and why. For example, if in the past you have unjustly blamed others for things that have gone wrong in your life, you may need to shift your locus of control from external to internal. Ultimately, you are in control of the decisions that affect your life, and you need to take ownership of the results. This topic may be a bit confusing, and I recommend listening to this episode a number of times to fully grasp the concept. The takeaway from this is that it is important for you to ask yourself if you rely on an internal or external locus of control when it comes to making decisions in your life, and what impact is this having on your life. Give this topic some thought, and if it resonated with you, it might be a good time to also go back and listen to my other episode called How to Stop Blaming Others. I hope this message finds you well today, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry, and until next time, see you soon.